like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
I'm Wayne Miller.
And this is It's Movie Time. Under the Skin, a sci-fi starring Scarlett Johansson, who surely has all the attributes of a classic star.
Classic star, but also she's making some good career choices in some of the mainstream ones she does, from blockbusters like the Avengers movie and playing Black Widow to the voice in the movie Her.
This is an art film, Under the Skin. It's disclosed later on, but it's very important to know from the beginning, I think, for full appreciation, that she's an alien.
Yeah.
And she's coming here to, I'll use the word harvest and let you fill in once you see the movie, robust men in Scotland. And they have a Scottish brogue that you can barely understand.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, they were nearly alien themselves.
Yes, exactly.
That you cannot understand basically a word they're saying.
Jonathan Glazer has multiple purposes. And believe me, it's not easy to discern the underlying themes.
And after the first 20 minutes, I thought, beautiful film.
Dark Scottish highlands in Glasgow.
The interior work. It's so artistic, it's nearly surreal.
Look, we're riding around in a van with her.
She'd pull up and strike them in conversation to pick her next prey.
Right, asking for directions, which all of this is allegorical. She's looking for directions because she's trying to find her direction here as an alien, and takes them into some very bizarre situations, which would include sexual encounters.
Yes, and which you would think, and that's what lures the men in.
This is Scarlett Johansson as actress, not unwilling to bear herself in front, back.
First 20 minutes, I thought, this isn't going to make sense. I'm just going to sit back and enjoy the ride.
Well, one of the drawbacks for people who aren't into art films is that there's an awful lot of time spent focusing on her face. And it's arguable to me whether she has yet developed as an actress to be able to sustain those close-ups of her face with just a minimum gesturing with the face, so to speak.
Yes.
And others would say, look, she's a fine actress. She's fully developed. It's questionable. To me, when you have an art film, I know I'm in for some very long, lingering shots. You might even take a shot of the beach, for instance, and it will stay on there once all the action is done.
Yes. You don't want to cut too soon because then people get more confused and don't understand what's going on, which this movie did not need any more of. If it lingers too much, people get bored.
Oh, yeah.
It becomes pretentious and becomes tedious. And I think there were several shots, scenes in this movie where it bordered into being tedious and pretentious.
A little bit like Terrence Malick, The Tree of Life.
Yeah.
These that are highly figurative but also linger on their shots, I can enjoy them because, as you said, there's some beautiful cinematography here.
Mm-hmm.
But for people who want a straight narrative, it's not going to happen in this film.
I really found interesting was the musical soundtrack. Static.
Yes.
In a way, but yet a melodic static to it.
There's even some enigmatic motorcyclist.
Yes, that you think that she's got some sort of posse of motorcycle guys, one in particular who clean up after her.
They're like,
you know, as she almost discovers herself.
This is a very existential movie. This is about defining who you are. This is about becoming somebody. As Stephen Holden said from the New York Times, we're all aliens in disguise. This applies to everybody in whatever landscape they are, where we're and all, in a sense, aliens, and we're all trying as in an existential way to develop our character, to know who we are, but that, of course, doesn't happen until the very moment of death, where we have made all our choices. You're quite right. Even though she is an alien, she is yet still something like a human.
Yes. Especially when she has that one sexual encounter with a man she does not destroy. She's confused. David Bowie movie in the 70s, The Man Who Fell to Earth. Another alien trying to find himself. He's sent here on a mission from this dying planet. And he, just as this Johansson's character, tries to find himself.
It's called Under the Skin. Wayno, you know what our obligation is now.
Yes, I enjoyed it. I'd give it a B. But would I recommend it to a lot of people? No, I would not.
I'm offering it a B. There are aficionados out there who will love it. There are others who will be bored. It's really about Scarlett Johansson, who is an alien by any definition.
It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center, 1550 North High Street, Columbus, Ohio. Further details and showtimes online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
The award-winning It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.